Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. The House has voted to override President Trump's veto of a massive defense spending bill passed by Congress last week. Democratic Congressman Adam Smith says there's nothing objectionable in the bipartisan measure.
It is enormously important that we pass this bill. We did it once. Let's just do it one more time, and then we can all go home for the year. We can be done, and we can be proud of what we have accomplished. I urge members to vote in favor of this bill, to do what we did just a couple weeks ago. Show the country that the legislative branch can still do its job.
The defense bill includes pay raises for troops and authorizes most major military spending. President Trump vetoed the bill over an unrelated fight over regulation of content shared on social media sites. Trump also opposed a provision that would require the military to rename bases that were named after figures from the Confederacy. The Senate is expected to vote to overturn the veto this week. Georgia's highly anticipated Senate runoff elections are 1 week away. Those races will determine control of the U.S. Senate. Emma Hurt from member station WABE reports hundreds of millions of dollars have been raised and spent by the unprecedented campaigns.
In the last 2 months, Democratic challengers John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock have raised nearly $80 million more than the Republican incumbents, Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler. Ossoff has pulled in the most of any Senate campaign ever at nearly $140 million. All four candidates have blown through the last Senate fundraising record. With all this investment, more than 2 million Georgians have already voted. Nearly 70,000 of them didn't vote in November. To try to bring out more people at the last minute, President Donald Trump is scheduled to campaign in deep red North Georgia on the eve of next week's election. For NPR News, I'm Emma Hurt in Atlanta.
A top health expert at the World Health Organization is warning that the coronavirus pandemic will soon be followed by an even more lethal outbreak of disease. NPR's Nurit Eisenman reports the expert is calling the current pandemic a wake-up call.
Mike Ryan, head of the WHO Health Emergencies Program, was speaking at a press conference almost a year to the day China first sounded the alarm about the coronavirus. Ryan said as deadly as the pandemic has proved, quote, "This is not necessarily the big one that scientists have long predicted as humans encroach ever deeper into the habitats of animals that carry new viruses," said Ryan.
"If there's one thing we need to take from this pandemic with all of the tragedy and loss, is that we need to get our act together. We need to get ready for something that may even be more severe in future."
This pandemic, he said, is a wake-up call. Nurit Eisenman, NPR News.
This is NPR. Wealthy American women with breast cancer have a higher survival rate compared to average women in other developed countries. That's according to a new study. But as NPR's Ritu Chatterjee reports, when it comes to five other key health outcomes, the wealthiest Americans fare worse than people with average incomes in other developed countries.
The study looked at six health outcomes in the top 1% and 5% highest income counties in the United States. Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel is at the University of Pennsylvania.
We looked at infant mortality and maternal mortality. We looked at three cancers and we looked at acute heart attacks.
He says these health outcomes are a reflection of the system of care. The findings show that except for breast cancer, even the wealthiest Americans do not have the kind of care available to average income people in 12 other developed nations. For example, the death rate from heart attacks in the wealthiest American counties is about 13 per 100.
In Denmark, it was 10.7.
The findings appear in JAMA Internal Medicine. Ritu Chatterjee, NPR News.
Southwest Airlines says it will not furlough workers next year. The airline says the $15 billion in the next round of coronavirus relief funding passed by Congress last week will eliminate previous plans for furloughs and pay cuts. American and United Airlines furloughed some 32,000 employees in October. They now say they plan to bring those workers back at least temporarily. This is the second round of federal aid for the nation's airlines. This is NPR News.